Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
A madman represents the greatest country in the world overseas. A man with an obvious brain disorder. He puts it on display practically every time he comes out to speak. A man who has had two surgeries, at least, on said brain, and whose oldest son, has died of brain cancer. And this man, Joey Demento, this madman, is meeting with leaders around the world to represent America's interest, to represent your interest, supposedly, right? Unless you like sneaking up behind women and sniffing their hair or chiding black people with, "You ain't black," I doubt you feel represented by Joey Demento Biden. A symbolic trip, we're told, right? Where the world will see just how far our great nation has fallen. And here's the good news, folks. No matter how far America falls under this regime, this group that took over this country in a coup, America still remains the greatest country in the world because of you. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Daily Caller wrote this. A visibly confused, tired-looking Joe Biden mixes up Libya, Syria three times in the speech on Russia. The Daily Caller reports, Joe Biden confused Libya and Syria three times during a Sunday press conference at the G7 summit in Cornwall, UK. He was responding to a question from NBC News' Peter Alexander, about what actions the administration plans to take against Russian President Vladimir Putin. Biden talked about Russia's ongoing military actions in Syria, but three times mistakenly confused the country with Libya. Now, the left blew it off. They were like, "Well, what's the big deal? I mean, it's not that big of a deal. He just mixed it up." Like I said, if you mix up something once, it's okay. If you say it again, generally your mind will catch it. It'll go, "Oh, wait, did I say Libya?" I do it all the time. And I'll be blunt. You know, I'm slipping. You know, I'm getting older and I stutter, I stammer, you know, because I don't really try to recall this stuff. But the bigger gist of what I talk about is not in remembering that it's Libya versus Syria versus whatever. The bigger gist of it is, what are you getting out of it? For example, I tell you guys all the time, it doesn't matter what the subject matter is when you're listening to this program. That's what the beauty of it is. That's why my sons will probably make millions of dollars on this program, or maybe trillions by then. It'll be the equivalent of a million. When somebody goes back and listens and they say, "Wow, that guy was so spot on." There was a guy, Ken Hamblin. They called him the Black Avenger. I think his show was on in the 80s, and Ken was apparently laying down the truth even then. I never got the chance to hear his show, but I hear it's much like mine. And Ken contacted me one day over Facebook, which I'm kicked off of now. But, well, my personal page is up, but I don't have a fan page. Anyway, Ken contacted me, and I wanted to speak to the dude. And we never got a chance to, but apparently he knew of my work. Somebody got it back to him like, "You got to hear this guy. He's saying what you were saying back in the 80s, and I applaud Ken Hamblin for that, having the bravery to speak out against the nonsense. Let me tell you, I don't think people listening in the 80s or whatever time Ken Hamblin was doing his show, The Black Avenger, I bet they were like, "Man, this dude, he's out there. He, you know, he's warning of things that I don't think this nation can come to." Well, maybe I'm doing the same thing. Glad you guys are here. 844-551-8255. Lots going on. in the world. My birthday's coming up next week. Also, it's Father's Day. We'll talk a lot about Father's Day, particularly tomorrow. But I want to stay on Joe Biden and this trip and this meeting with Putin and all the things that are going to be discussed. And I'll ask you this question. Do you think the media will ever tell you the real truth? Do you think that you're going to get the true vision of what's been discussed and how it impacts you, etc.? Do you think you're going to get a bunch of fluff, a bunch of pomp and circumstance, and the media spinning everything that Biden's... But I love how Biden's going to be tough on Russia. He's so tough on Russia that he's allowed this pipeline to go back to Europe, and that's going to empower the Russians in ways that you wouldn't believe. Trump had the exact opposite. They accused Trump of being in bed with Russia, being a puppet of Putin, and he cut off Putin's lifeline. And Biden comes on, somebody says restore it, some big money players in this one world, new world order, they restored it, not because it's in the best interest of the United States, not even because it's in the best interest of the world. They restored it because somebody decided, you know what, let's get Putin back in the game. Let's make sure everybody's in the food chain at the top here gets paid. And Putin's paid his price. So they let him do it. I'm telling you, folks, this is a huge worldwide cabal. If you had said to me 15, 20 years ago, I'd be talking all Alex Jones on you right now, I would have said, man, you're crazy. Alex Jones might be considered a sage at some point in history. If we still get to teach history or talk about history, because Lord knows the Democrats love rewriting it. Wow. I'm not going to lament the state of the world, but it is a crazy world. And when you take a guy who's truly got some brain dysfunction, and you try to put him on a pedestal because you're afraid of getting caught of what you did. I mean, that's the situation they did. They put Biden on a pedestal, and they want us to believe it. They want the world to buy. The world's not buying it. The world is watching Biden as deliberately as we are. The president of the United States is the most watched person in the world. Including this one, who supposedly got 82 million votes. I guarantee you he's the most watched, at least by the media, because they got to pay attention. And now they get the fleeces, and they're doing it. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. Wu Flu back on the menu today, because Lord knows they are trying some crazy stuff all over the world on that TV.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com. Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The polls are never, well, I shouldn't say that. They're rarely good for the Democrats. If they're truthful polls, you can pretty much say they're never good for the Democrats. Welcome back to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Democrats create polls. I remember when I used to see a poll, I'd go, oh, well, the poll said such and such, and I believed it. Were you like that? Did you believe the polls? Were you like, man, well, I saw a poll recently and it said such and such. I was like that. My hand is up, okay? My hand is up. For those of you who are holding out trying to act like y'all are so smart, trust me. I know what you did. You believed it. I believed the polls. I thought it was people who genuinely had our interests in mind, wanted to check the pulse of the nation, etc. And then I got smart. I started recognizing how you can skew a question one way or the other and make people believe one, you know, answer in a particular way. You know what I'm talking about. It doesn't even take, it's not even sophisticated manipulation.
So I don't believe the polls. Neither do you for the most part. But here's what's interesting. When you, because we're going to talk a little bit about some polls here. And it's great news for conservatives. And this is what makes it strange, because it's great news for us. And we still know these polls are total BS. So as you listen to this, understand the total BS nature of what I'm going to tell you. Not me, but what the polls are telling you. And extrapolate the real stuff. Because that's where we are. So in this particular one, the first one, it says, less than a third of voters agree with Biden's recent claim that global warming is America's greatest threat. And few are willing to pay more taxes to fight such a threat. So understand, for the better part of a decade, the Democrats have been positioning global climate change as a threat. Teaching it to your kids, they have scared kids into unbelievable thought patterns about weather. They have kids scared. AOC has 12-year-old kids thinking they're middle-aged because they're gonna die. The planet's going to be gone in 12 years. And it doesn't matter how many times we go, look, these are like the people that think the Martians are going to land and take them up to space and let's all drink the poison, etc. That's a metaphor, but it's true. Kids are drinking this stupid poison, waiting for some ship to come save them. And with the Democrats, I've told you this, it is always, with leftists, it is always so far into the future that they never have to defend it. By the in the 1970s, by the year 2000, the world would not have an ice cap. And then it's 2000 and the ice cap is solidly there. And then they've moved on. They've moved on to racism, or they've moved on to sexism, or they've moved on to genderism, or they've moved on to religiousism, or whatever. They've moved on to something else that they make, and then it comes back again 10 years later. The earth is boiling, or the earth is cooling at a rapid rate. Pretty soon it'll be an ice age in America again, and then you're like, okay, when's that going to happen? 2010. Then 2010 comes, and it's none. You know what it is? Earth is amazing. It's got great places to go. And here's what I'll tell you. Depending on, you know, who you are, don't go to Arizona in July. It's going to be 117 degrees, okay? And depending upon what you enjoy, you can pick a place in the world to go. And here's what I'm going to predict. I will predict that you will probably have a pretty good time in Hawaii during a certain period. Well, that's a bad choice because they have weather, pretty good weather all the time. But you get what I'm saying. If you want to snow ski, okay, don't go to Colorado in July. It's better if you go around November or December. I'm just putting that out there, okay? I don't want anybody to think that I'm a meteorologist or anything, but if you do want to ski in Colorado, it's best not to do it during July. There you go. These people are idiots. So after all of this period of trying to convince us that there's this boogeyman with weather, they're not able to do it. They said, they took the survey, 29% of likely voters agree with Biden's statement. 54% disagree with Biden's claim about global warming, and 17% are not sure. So not only do we have a plurality, 54%, 17% just need a little nudging. The second one was this. Does the federal government do too much or too little to fight global warming, or is the level of action about right? And then the third question they asked was, to generate cleaner energy and fight global warming, it might cost Americans more money each year in taxes and utility costs. How much are you willing to pay in higher taxes and utility costs? Even that question, let me tell you, that question burns me up. See, because it's leading. To generate cleaner energy and fight global warming, it's leading you into believing that that if we do all this, that's the fight against the farce that doesn't exist anyway. To generate cleaner energy to fight weather, if you just substitute weather, you'll see how stupid it sounds. It might cost you more in taxes and utility costs if you decide to help us fight weather. Well, I tell you what, I'd rather not fight weather. I'd rather just let weather do what it do. And then the next part of the question is, how much are you willing to pay? It doesn't ask, are you willing to pay more? It's telling you, you're going to have to pay something. How much are you willing to pay? Are you willing to? It would have been even better if they said, are you willing to pay 2% more for it? Are you willing to pay 17% more? And of course, that would have been more leading, because then you would go, well, it's a radio button. Guess I better, 2%, I guess. No, I'm not going to pay anything for your pipe dream. Pardon me, a pipeline pun. But you get what I'm saying. They want to lead you down the primrose path. Here's what you can get, man. 29% agree, which, by the way, idiots. Oh, and that 29% is a number of people who think Biden was elected freely and with no cheating and think he's a good president. Those are the numbers. See, when you think about these numbers, don't think about them in the context of just what they're about. Because the Democrats are trying to sell an idea. They're trying to sell a concept that Joe Biden, you know, he's all about cleaning up the environment and all this. And man, you go with Joe. Let's go with Joe. And they do the polling. And I don't care what the poll is. I'm going to get to some other ones here in a bit. But it doesn't matter what the poll is. Joe Biden polls low. And that's why I can tell you with certainty that we are winning. The only thing that has to happen, pay attention, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Pay attention to me. Don't make me speak in third person about Kevin Jackson. But you are winning, and all you have to do is say what it is that you're winning. Continue to remind people, look, I don't care what they say. Global climate change is nothing more than weather. Anybody that believes anything otherwise is stupid. That's what I say. I say it publicly. I say it on other radio shows, whatever. If you believe in that nonsense, you're stupid. It may make some of you uncomfortable because you do. Are we stewards of the environment, good stewards of the environment? You're doggone Skippy we are. I'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More than 40 million people are under heat advisories as parts of the western United States are experiencing triple-digit temperatures. The heat wave has already broken high temperature records, and the National Weather Service says it will stretch into next week. Low temperatures are also reaching record highs. The Supreme Court is ruling in favor of the Affordable Care Act for a third time.
The United States Supreme Court Thursday morning made a decision on the Affordable Care Act for the third time on Thursday, leaving in place the broad provisions of the law enacted by Congress in 2010. The vote was 7-2. The decision threw out the challenge to the law on the grounds that Texas and other objecting states were not required to pay anything under the mandate provision. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Senate is expected to look at repealing the authorization for use of military force in Iraq after the House voted to do so today. USA Radio News. President Biden claims the last thing Russian President Vladimir Putin wants is another Cold War. Biden said he warned Putin at the summit yesterday of devastating international consequences for Moscow if prominent Russian dissident Alexei Navalny dies in prison. As the push continues to get college students vaccinated, one governor is taking action against such a move.
Arizona's governor says that the state's universities cannot require students to get a COVID vaccination. Governor Doug Ducey issued an executive order prohibiting public universities and community colleges from making COVID vaccines a condition for students to return to class. In a statement, Ducey said that he encouraged Arizonans to get the vaccine, but maintained that it should be their choice to do so. The order coming as a response to an announcement from Arizona State University that made vaccinations mandatory for students to return to campus. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You believe the polls these days? And most of us don't. I talked earlier in the previous segment that I think most, if we were to poll how many Americans believe the polls, now that would be an interesting one, wouldn't it? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Polling. So, the pollsters have gotten it so wrong. I don't know how they stay in business. I guess because we have this morbid's not the right word. We have this curiosity as human beings to go, I wonder what other people think. I mean, isn't that kind of a natural curiosity? But I'm gonna say this. I don't know that it's totally true, but I think it's got a lot of you know, partly built in truth, because I feel this way. I don't really care what other people think. And I believe that the more you feel self-actualized that, you know what, I've studied stuff enough, I know it, doesn't mean I'm not willing to learn, doesn't mean I can't be convinced otherwise, but I've studied things enough to the degree that, you know, I don't need consensus. When, you know, we talk about the Wu flu, I don't need consensus that this is a made-up thing, that it originated in, pardon me, in China, and the left tried to cover it up. Now they want you to take a dangerous shot. They want to essentially recondition people to thinking differently, and that's what the mask and all the lockdowns and stuff were. It was a massive worldwide test to see what we would do. They're feeding it into these supercomputers, modeling human behavior. People think I'm kidding. I swear to you, they've been doing this since the 1970s. There are computers that analyze every aspect of society. They tweak. Have you ever done a spreadsheet and you tweak a number and the whole spreadsheet changes? That's what they do in the most sophisticated algorithms you've ever seen in your lives. If you had a glimpse of it, it would scare the devil out of you. And that's what the government does. I was reading about this when I was in engineering school. I was reading about this. They say that people are nothing more than electrons that are willing to... I remember the metaphor of filling holes. Because electrons will go to the... And so does everything. Electricity. It goes to the path of least resistance. And so do humans. If there's a three-lane road and you're headed towards, you know, the stoplight, and the middle lane is the longest, the right lane is the second longest, and the left lane is the third longest, let me tell you where you're going to go. you will go to the left lane. You will fill the hole. They analyze us, and they've made these models. And I hate to say it, people, but we are little more than these electrons being manipulated. You want to know what I can tell you? If they put up a sign that says roadblock, and you can see the road on the other side, and your car could get through it, you know what you'll do? You'll detour. You will detour. No, it's a rare person who says, I don't see any traffic. I don't see anything wrong. I'm going to go. You'll detour. They know everything is a test of the human condition. Can we make you do something? I know it sounds conspiratorial, but I promise you, this is legit. It's being studied. We have spent trillions of dollars studying things that you would go, what are they studying that for? They're studying it because they want to know you. They want to know how you react. So, you know, I don't, the polls and all that, I think are, it's ridiculous, but we do want to know. There's a curiosity of what do other people think? How would they behave? You know, you watch shows like Would You Survive? You want to know why? Because you put yourself in that situation and you want to know, how would I behave? Would I get the answer right? That is a test of your curiosity and a test of what you would do. And it's all being fed in the computers. I'm not trying to... I know I'm sounding rather conspiratorial, but this isn't even a conspiracy. You know people study all aspects of the human condition. So when you think about it that way, I understand why people go, oh, I am curious how many people think about this or want to do this or that. I get it. But the sad part is we're not getting good data. It's manipulated. It's meant to do something, to get a reaction from you. It isn't a pure test of what would people do. It's a test of what can we manipulate you to do. So when I see these polls, and they're not flattering to Democrats at all. If you poll somebody and said, hey, listen, do you think that everybody in a company should make the same amount of money? The answer would be no, of course not. Do you think that the lowest paid employee who should have minimum wage, you know, of whatever, just pick a number, for whether they work good or not, they should make this much money? And now ask the question, if you were the person paying it, you've got $100,000 and you got to pay somebody for this or that. Ask the question a different way, you're going to get a whole series of different answers. It's all manipulated. And you know this, I'm not teaching you anything new here. Let's get to the second of these polls we talked earlier about. The first one, which is, we are not believing the global warming nonsense of the left. So in the second poll, 38% of likely voters think the country is headed in the right direction. That's not good numbers. 38% of people, which for the record, as I said, the other poll on global climate change was 28% of people go, or maybe 29, I don't remember the number, but it was like that much, believe that Joe Biden is the man. That, you know, global warming is the biggest existential threat to mankind and certainly to America. All right? Well, 37% say that the country is headed in the right direction. This week's finding, they say, is 5 points down from a week ago. By the way, the global warming thing, it was 1 point up from a week ago. So the reason why I'm even bringing this up to you is because this is the popularity of leftist ideas. It's not even close to 50%. Even this 37% of, quote, likely U.S. voters, I promise you, it's skewed towards the Democrats. It's less than that. It's less than 37%. And it's down from a week ago because Joe Biden is gallivanting around Europe and meeting with leaders, world leaders, and people are watching this guy going, you know what? We got to keep an eye on Joey Demento. We don't know what he's going to do. Down 5 points. I want to see if they give any details around this. Because all they did was talk about the number of likely voters, et cetera, but I want to know what question was asked. I guess it's just, do you think the U.S. is headed in the right direction? Well, they got their answer. 37% say yeah, which means 63% say no or don't know. And this is what I'm looking for. I want to know how many people went no. It's not headed in the right direction, but it isn't saying it here. It really hacks me off. Can you find it? Ah, I get it. So we used up our freebies on Rasmussen. See, I have a blocker on my computer. I don't want your bunch of ads and what have you, and I don't want to. I'm not going to subscribe. I don't subscribe to people's pages. I love it if people subscribe to mine. We don't have a button that says you must subscribe. And it may be a confidence thing that we don't think that people will. I think many people would subscribe to my page. I think even there are people who would pay to read it because there are certain people that will donate. They donate all the time. By the way, let me say a quick hello to my buddies, Bob and Carol Sears. They only get 1 hour of the show. I don't know which hour you get. I can't control that because in the market you're in, they play 1 hour. But you can download the show anytime you want and listen. Both hours. And I say that for everybody. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You can get the show 24/7 anytime you want. That's why when people are, you know, they'll call me at 2 in the morning and I go, look, guys, you're getting the show in that market at midnight. You know, leave a message. We'll get back with you. But, yeah, so Bob gave me the rundown on what they do and the shows that they watch while they're listening to my show, and then his wife runs up to watch her favorite TV shows, etc. And it was a long letter, Bob. I read the whole thing, but I appreciate you. I appreciate you for sitting down and writing me a letter probably, what, once every month or so? Always attaching your business card. And also for the generous donation you made the one time that we got the letter. It was just an amazing thing for you to do, so I appreciate that. Anyway, we can't get the... I don't know how many people disagree with what the economy is doing, but 37% say that the economy is headed in the right direction. Here's what's interesting, too. It was 38% and when they teased it, and when I got over to it, it was 37%. And it's down from the previous week. I don't believe these numbers at all. It's temporary euphoria from people being, you know, free now from the woo flu stuff. But it's not going to last. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-28.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Radio show
con Kevino Jacksones.
Just curious, a legit poll. Like, how many people believe Joe Biden was elected fairly? I don't need to see a poll on that. I know the majority of Americans don't believe that. Even the Rasmussen polls, I may have even seen one on that. I think I did. And it was a plurality. The majority of people do not believe that the election was fair. I don't have it in front of me, but I know I saw it the other day. Do you trust the Wu flu vaccine? I would love to see a legit poll on that. Do you really like Kamala Harris as a sister girl, as number two? Yeah, what would be, I would just like to see just Democrats respond to that. Well, what do you think is the performance of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris in the world stage? We'll get to that one because we're kind of on the track for that one now. So we covered a couple of polls from Rasmussen that I think are very good indicators of how well we're doing as conservatives. The first one has to do with global warming. Is it the greatest threat facing America? The majority of the people go, no, it's not. They don't want to pay taxes on it. They want the government to get out of the business of weather. They see, I mean, look, you're not going to convince me that we don't need to migrate over to hydrogen fuel or whatever. I would love to see that. I would love to see a car that ran on nothing but pure clean air. And I think it will happen probably one of these days. We've learned so much. We're advancing in ways that it's mind-blowing. So it'll happen. But I don't think you need to, rush it. And I certainly don't think you need to put a fear in people that if you don't do it, that it's life as we know it is over. Crushing businesses, pipelines, the coal industry, things like this, with no real knowledge of how it all works. Elon Musk said it best. He says, look, these electric cars are great, but at the rate you're making them, you're not going to be able to power them. This is the guy that's in the business of selling electric cars, and he's telling people, you got to keep that grid going. You better come up with something. And I love that it challenges man to go to the next frontier. I love that. We were killing whales and deforesting the planet before somebody struck oil in Texas, Spindletop. And then suddenly whales are saved and the forests are saved. Even right now in the Amazon, you know what they're talking about? All these little pygmies peoples are going out chopping down trees for wood. That's what they do. And what would happen if we set up an electrical thing and showed these people how to power them, stuff and heat their homes and stuff? We'd save the Amazon rainforest. People, how are we going to do it? Well, generators? I don't know. There's got to be a way to do it. We built cities. I'm not saying get rid of the Amazon rainforest, but I'm saying come up with something that works for that region so that they quit chopping down trees or killing whales or killing whatever they kill for oil. Baby seals in Alaska. That's what they used. They used blubber. I had this discussion again the other day with somebody. Pick up your cell phone and you're holding the Empire State Building in your hand of electricity use and the space needed to hold the memory and the CPU power of your phone. Save the planet? We've saved the planet. The access to information is so rapid. We don't have to kill trees. You know how many trees we don't kill because people now have information rapidly available on a screen? It's insane. How about some credit? How about we start looking at what we've done right? I talked about these, pygmies and these indigenous peoples all over the planet that are still chopping down trees. You think anybody's going to be complaining about them? Welcome to the real world, people. They're still blow-darting squirrels to eat. We figured out how to harvest animals, how to do things without, destroying the planet, so to speak. But nobody's giving them grief. Oh, they're fun to watch, and they're fun to make little pets and do National Geographic studies on. But don't dare criticize them. Anyway, we've got these polls, and here's the one that I believe the least that we're going to get to here. The Rasmussen Daily Presidential Tracking Poll. 49% of likely voters approve of Biden's job performance, 49% disapprove. I don't believe it. I believe it's somewhere between 30 to 35% of people who would approve Biden. That's because they're brain dead morons and they'd approve. You know, if you said a dog turd was president, they'd vote for the dog turd as long as it had a D behind its name. Oh, it's dog turd. It's Democrat. Okay, I'm done. Yeah. Fellow sophisticates. Anyway, here's what does skew this our direction, right? The latest figures include 31% who strongly approve of Joe Biden's performance. So, see, that's the number. That's the people that are dyed in the wool. They're like, you know, Joe Biden, he is such a refreshing change from Donald Trump. Oh, my gosh, Donald Trump was so boorish. And Joe Biden, well, he's, I don't know, I just like him. They can't say anything good about Biden. Tell me something good. Oh, but he's so articulate, and he's so good-looking, and he's so well-spoken. And he's none of those things. He's an idiot. He's the village idiot. And if you voted for him, you're the bigger idiot. Dumb and dumber. Anyway, 41% of people strongly disapprove. So his presidential approval index is a negative 10. Now, I don't even believe that. I believe 50+% of people, 51%, strongly disapprove of Biden, and probably 20% or so strongly approve. He's got a presidential approval index of negative 30. God is my witness. I believe that with all my heart. If they were to take a legit poll, I'd bet the farm. I'd bet the farm. So, you know, just it's amazing to me that they try to sell this. He said, here's another one, and we'll go back. I'm going to bounce back and forth here, but he says, as America's cities experience a surge in criminal violence, less than a quarter of voters trust the media to report the facts about crime. Yeah, you want to know why it juxtaposes with Biden? Because the media didn't report the crime of what Biden and his team did, the Democrats, in stealing the election. So here is a little bit more detail. Latest Rasmussen report, National Telephone and Online Survey, finds that only 24% of likely U.S. voters believe most of the news report fairly and accurately about the problem of crime in America. 60% say the media don't report fairly and accurately about crime. 15% are not sure. So 75% of people are either, nope, the media is lying, or not sure. So what I'm saying to you is, when you look at all the things that we've talked about, global warming, it's a threat, we don't believe you. Direction of the country, we don't believe you. Biden's presidential, what do they call it, approval index, a negative 10. I don't believe it. I think it's negative 30 or more. But still, what they're saying is, we don't think he's doing that great of a job. And that's with a skewed poll. And then finally, is the media being honest? Forget crime. I love how they try to couch it into something. It doesn't matter what they poll about the media. 60% of Americans don't believe the media. 17% are a little bit like, I don't know, I'm iffy. Only 24% believe them. That's why you've seen the numbers you've seen with the media. So I go back to all the whole theme of this, let's just call it the arc of what we're talking about today, is how well we as conservatives are doing. We're winning on every battlefield. Joe Biden is being ridiculed. His administration is being ridiculed. Nobody cares who the people are that he chooses. I mean, other than they'll go do some research on him and say, there's another radical, here's another racist, bigoted, sexist, homophobic, whatever. That's all you hear about it. But other than that, you don't care. You don't care where he is. What you care about is how bad that he embarrasses. And that's the same thing that the lefties are looking at. They wake up every day after sleeping like a baby, waking up every 2 hours screaming because they're afraid of what Joe's going to do or say. or being discovered, like in Maricopa County or anywhere else they're counting ballots. And I could go on, but I think you get the picture. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there for now.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.